Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Popular music and rock and roll landmarks. Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my rock and roll pilgrimage. I know a couple other members of the community have already talked about their excursions to rock and roll landmarks, and I wanted to tell you about mine. It happened back in 1989 when I was in college. A friend of mine and I wanted to take a spring break trip down to Athens, Georgia, and we wanted to hit as many popular music and rock and roll landmarks along the way. We started out by driving from Wisconsin to Nashville the first day. And while we were in Nashville, we just went down to Printer's Alley, which is where a lot of the musical bars are. We didn't catch any live bands. We didn't see any country acts or anything like that. But I think we found a punk rock club where there was a DJ, and that was pretty cool. The next day, we drove towards Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but spent the night in the Appalachian Mountains. We camped out, and that was kind of it didn't work out too well because it was raining and I ended up sleeping in a car. But from there, we did drive down to Chapel Hill and took in some of the music clubs down there. And I wish I could tell you, I remember much about it, but I'm sure there was alcohol involved. But we did hit a couple of clubs that seemed pretty cool. They were kind of low-key folk clubs, and we saw some good entertainers there, but I don't remember who we saw. Then, from Chapel Hill, we hit the main goal of the trip, and that was Athens, Georgia, and we spent two nights there. And I wanted to share a couple of my recollections about Athens. First off, you know, obviously we were big REM and indie music fans, so going down there was pretty cool. It was right when their album Green came out, and I remember when, you know, we were listening to the car radio, and back then we didn't have a CD player or even a tape player in the car, so we were at the mercy of what was on the radio, and most of the radio programming was pretty bad, a lot of, you know, popular country music, which we weren't fans of. But when we got close to Athens, we were able to pick up the college radio station. And I remember the first song we heard was Get Up from REM off of Green, and it sounded really, really good. Other recollections was, speaking of REM, is when we picked up some of the local fanzines and music magazines, the press was really down on REM, or the local press was. I think they were being billed as sellouts. Maybe it was because they didn't like them signing with Warner Brothers. Maybe they didn't like Green. It was a weaker effort, but I was surprised how negative the Athens press was towards REM. Another cool recollection about Athens is we did go to Wuxtry Records, which supposedly Peter Buck worked at long ago. And I know Harris King mentioned that on his rock and roll pilgrimage story. But I didn't have a lot of money, so I could only buy one album. And I remember putting a lot of thought into it and deliberating quite a bit in the store. But I was very happy with my pick. I came away with Dump Trucks for the Country, which ended up being one of my favorite albums of the 80s. We did go there for music, and the first night, I don't remember the name of the bar we went to, and we got there early, and there weren't many people in the bar. In fact, the whole week was kind of, or the whole town was a ghost town, because the UGA, the University of Georgia students, were on spring break. But at this first bar, there weren't many people there. We got there early, saw the band go through the sound check, and I don't remember who it was, but we enjoyed it. But what did us in was that there was a post St. Paddy's Day special on George Killian's Red, so it was the cheapest beer and probably the best beer we had had up to that point, and we drank way too much. In fact, so much we couldn't even make it to the actual live show, and that night is a blur. The second night in Athens, we made amends, and we went to the 40 Watt Club, just as Harris King had, and that was really good. At the time, we saw a band we had no, or we didn't know who they were, but it ended up being a band I liked very much, and it was the Dashboard Saviors. And again, this was 1989, before they had any albums out, and they were great.
Didn't wanna go out on a
But even more amazing about the night was my friend and I were the only patrons in the bar. It was just the band and the employees. But they still put on an inspired show and a full set, and we really enjoyed it. And I'm glad I got down to that legendary venue. After Athens, we spent a night in Pensacola, Florida, with some of our friends who were down there for spring break, and then made our way back to Wisconsin. We drove up Highway 61 so we could drive through the Delta and take in the Delta blues culture, and got up to Memphis. But you have to realize, with all that driving that we had to get to Memphis and the lack of sleep, we were really tired when we got to Memphis. Plus, we were broke, so we didn't take in Graceland or Sun Records or anything like that. But we did go down to Beale Street, and we went to a restaurant called The Rendezvous because we heard about it in the John Hiatt song, Memphis in the Meantime. So we had to go down and get a decent meal down at The Rendezvous. And they have really good ribs. So if you've ever heard that song, you'll know what I'm talking about. But we did catch a few blues bands down on Beale Street, and that was really worthwhile. And then from there on, we had to drive back to Wisconsin. But it was a long trip, and we were exhausted, but one I'll never forget, and I'm glad I did. And I hope other people get a chance to do similar rock and roll pilgrimages. It's probably better when you do it when you're a full-grown adult with time and money, but it's worth doing. So be adventurous, and keep listening to Rock in the Suburbs podcast and Rock in the Suburbs radio. Take care. Just get off of that beat, little girl. Maybe we can find a groove. At least we can get ourselves a decent meal down at the Rendezvous. Cause one more heartfelt steel guitar chord, girl, it's gonna do me in. I need to hear some trumpet and saxophone, you know, sound as sweet as sin. And after we get good and greasy, baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the cat. Change the message on the code of bomb. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, baby. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, girl. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, baby. Let's go to Memphis in the meantime, girl. Drank way too much. In fact, so much we couldn't even make it to the actual live show.